Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Dr. Michael Lewis, founder of the Brain Health Education and Research Institute and author of the book When Brains Collide, What Every Athlete and Parent Should Know About Concussions and Head Injuries. Thank you very much for joining me today, Dr. Lewis. I appreciate it.
No problem, Stephen. Happy to be with you.
First of all, before we get started, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, I am a retired Army physician. I spent 31 and a half years in the Army, and my last six or seven years or so in the Army, and you know, about a dozen years altogether, I've been working on nutritional ways to help our soldiers recover from traumatic brain injuries when they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And since I retired, I've kind of translated that more into sports and athletes.
Okay, now that's going to be our focus today. We're going to focus on concussions. Tell us, what exactly is a concussion and what causes it?
Well, you know, it's one of the things we can't necessarily come to an agreement on in the scientific community, but and pretty well accepted ideas is that, you know, the brain, when the head comes to a sudden stop, whether you're slipping on the ice, whether you get hit in the head with a surfboard or colliding on a football field, your head comes to a sudden stop, but your brain keeps moving inside the skull. And so hitting the inside of the skull, and that can cause a bruising or a contusion. And, you know, the obvious things, like it might be a loss of consciousness, but that's really uncommon. But most people think that's where it stops. But that's really just the beginning, because what it does, that sets off these biochemical cascades and inflammation that, if not corrected, can continue to burn and churn through the brain for hours, days, weeks, months, years, even decades, like we see with, say, CTE in football players.
Now, I imagine pretty much anybody can get a concussion, but what type of sports are more prone to concussions and head injuries?
Well, interestingly enough, everybody wants to point and put the spotlight on football, and clearly it's a collision sport, but there's lots of other collision sports out there as well. One of the most dangerous sports, actually, as far as like number-wise, is girls' soccer. Girls' high school soccer, actually, in some instances, some studies have reported that girls' soccer has more concussions than boys' football. So the obvious ones, rugby, ice hockey, soccer, football, are definitely the ones at risk. But the other ones you don't necessarily also think about is your kids playing on the playground, skateboarding, riding bikes on the monkey bars, just being outside like kids should be, and little daredevils.
Now, is there a difference between a head injury and a concussion, or are they the same thing?
They're absolutely the same thing. We kind of soften the language by calling it a concussion because, you know, what mom wants to be told their 12-year-old has had a brain injury. So we tell them, well, they've had a concussion. But really, a concussion is a, what we would say, a mild traumatic brain injury.
And what are the symptoms of a concussion?
Well, the symptoms of a concussion, besides the obvious ones, of course, you can think of, you know, Bugs Bunny or a cartoon that has the stars, you know, swirling over the head. So, you know, when maybe 10% or so of concussions result in a loss of consciousness, so that's not a good one to really rely on. But but somebody that's had a concussion and they may have issues with memory, short-term memory, they may not remember where they are or what they're doing. They might have balance issues, but more concerning are the ones that kind of linger, the headaches, the irritability. Somebody that's been a straight A student, for example, in high school or college, and now all of a sudden they're struggling to get through classes. It's like having the worst head cold without the runny nose, like somebody stuffed your head full of cotton and you're just tired and all you want to do is sleep and you can't seem to think through things. That's basically what a bad concussion is.
And what should someone do if they believe that they have a concussion? And then what is the treatment going forward?
Well, the most important thing is immediately, you know, if you're on the sidelines of a sporting event, and say your 14-year-old's playing club soccer or something, and you see something, as a parent, I think that it's your responsibility to get a kid out of harm's way. That's the most important. Now, coaches and referees should be trained in that, but the most important thing is, don't risk a further injury. You need, when there's the saying, when in doubt, sit them out, because no head injury is, no game is worth the head injury and the long-term effects that might be an issue.
You've also been working with omega-3 essential fatty acids in regards to treating concussions. When did you first become aware that the omega-3 and fish oils could be essentially used for treating concussions and more serious brain injuries?
Well, actually, what really kind of got me thinking, I was stationed at Walter Reed National Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland, just outside of D.C., and it's where, you know, the flagship of military medicine. And I was teaching at the medical school there, and so you're around wounded warriors all the time. And I kind of saw a few things, put two and two together, and came up with an odd number. And one of those things was a coal mine accident in West Virginia in January 2006, where there was one guy that survived 41 hours, I think it was, underground, and he was inches away from death. And once they dealt with the carbon monoxide poisoning and all the other stuff that they had a guy that didn't have much brain function left. And so the neurosurgeon basically got nothing to lose, and they saturated that guy's brain with omega-3s, or saturated his body, giving him big amounts of omega-3s from fish oil. And the short of the story is he walked out of the hospital a couple months later. And I just had the idea, if it worked for carbon monoxide poisoning, might it work for traumatic brain injury? And the short answer, and my experience pretty immediately became, yes, absolutely, it does.
You've also begun using CBD oil as an additional nutritional tool. Now, what is CBD oil and how does it help?
Well, you know, you're in California, so
right.
Recreational marijuana is, you know, certainly a big topic there and has been for a long time. And so a lot of people that are familiar with marijuana are going to understand what CBD is. So CBD stands for cannabidiol, and it's the medicinal part of the cannabis plant. Everybody wants, you know, their THC and everything, but, you know, it's really, if you're serious about using marijuana medicinally, it's the CBD that you want. And hemp gives us a great alternative to that, and that hemp basically has no or maybe just trace amounts naturally of THC. It's principally CBD and plus the vitamins and the fats and everything. It's really nature's perfect superfood. And so hemp-derived CBD has just been shown to be incredible as far as the medicinal value, helping it, bringing us into balance, helping, you know, where in particular with my patients, I found is it helps calm people down. Anxiety, which certainly we've got a lot of anxiety going on throughout the country these days with politics and everything else, CBD is by far the best thing I've ever come across for anxiety, far better than any of the prescription medications with all their side effects and opioids and the potential abuse, that you have none of that with CBD.
Okay, besides head trauma victims, who else should be, who else can benefit from using CBD supplements?
Well, the biggest thing is stressed out people, and I've sort of gotten a little bit of a following in my clinical practice with saying stressed out moms that are just the pace of life today in the United States, and like I said, with all the politics and everything, it's I'm finding that really stressed out people and people that have issues with anxiety are the ones that really can benefit. But it's also really good for chronic pain. There's definitely a lot of scientific literature about the use of CBD for chronic pain as well.
Okay, the name of your book is When Brains Collide. Where can we get a copy and where can we get more information?
Well, When Brains Collide, What Every Parent and Athlete Should Know About the Prevention and Treatment of Head Injuries and Concussions, is available on Amazon, or you can track it through whenbrainscollide.com. And when I retired from the military, I started a small nonprofit to get this type of information out, and that you can find information there at www.brainhealtheducation.org. That's brainhealtheducation.org. And my small clinical practice, I help people recover who've been struggling for months or even years after a head injury. You can find me at braincare.center, not .com, but braincare.center.
And as we close, is there anything you'd like to add about what parents should be aware of in regards to concussions?
Well, you know, the biggest thing, and I did this with my own kid, or my own children, but certainly my son, who did play high school football, and I absolutely allowed it and encouraged it, is to be proactive. Don't wait for a concussion to happen. I actually make my son take a healthy amount of omega-3s every single day to increase the resilience of the brain to withstand an injury in the first place. So be proactive, and moms can do that with their, you know, as wives and as moms, they're the ones that can change the world.
Dr. Michael Lewis, founder of the Brain Health Education and Research Institute and author of the book, When Brains Collide, What Every Athlete and Parent Should Know About Concussions and Head Injuries. Thank you, Dr. Lewis, for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Oh, Steve, my pleasure. Anytime.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.